was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Well, one creature stirred this particular night back in 1973, a restless, excited, can't sleep little boy, who frankly, it turns out, was me. A five-year-old Todd thinking through all the gifts he was ready to see the next day. Batman dolls, Play-Doh, a Slinky or two, some robots with which he would play. Candy canes, comic books, shrink-eating toys, a giant-sized blue rubber ball. He told this to Santa on top of his lap in the middle of Marketplace Mall. So early next morning, he tiptoed downstairs, being careful to not make a noise. Then skipped to the living room fireplace where he'd begin to unwrap all his toys. But then a surprise came, but not the good kind, when you laugh after getting scared. In front of the fireplace where Todd's gift should be, there just wasn't anything there. Todd rubbed his eyes, then peeked once again. Then Todd uncontrollably cried. He had been a good boy, had done all that was asked. Is it possible Santa Claus lied? Todd had sat in his lap only 1 week before and had rattled off his complete list. Santa said he would bring every last toy. Todd hugged him and his cheek he kissed. But now Christmas morning, when toys should be flowing, the floor appeared empty and bare. His friends were all opening their presents now. Why was this world so unfair? His mommy and daddy came racing downstairs and heard all his teardrops like rain. They looked at each other, then looked back at Todd, and tried all their best to explain. You see, son, we're Jewish, my dad said uncomfortably, and Christmas is not for our people. It's for God-fearing Christians who pray and read Bibles at churches with great giant steeples. He looked at me sternly and quizzically, trying to see how I'd taken the news. I thought for a moment, then looked up and asked him, so, Dad, why does Santa hate Jews? Santa doesn't hate Jews. That's ridiculous, Dad laughed. Then Mom laughed. It was something to see. It seemed the whole world was laughing. The whole world was laughing, that is, except me. None of it made any sense to me then, this concept my father injected. All I could follow is that we were Jewish, a family that Santa neglected. I started to think in my five-year-old head, about the long year that just was, and thought through the other big holidays and all the other big holiday lights. Valentine's Day, we had all given hearts and received candy hearts in return. My pre-K class sang, and we ate, and we hugged, and of Cupid and love, we all learned. It was innocent fun, this exchanging of Valentines, and back then it all seemed so new. Yet none of the other cute five-year-old girls had asked me if I was a Jew. And when Easter came, I had sat in the lap of the one and only great Easter Bunny. He had tickled my tummy, handed out chocolate eggs, and told the kids jokes that were funny. In fact, I recalled the great Easter egg hunt, which had followed my mid-morning snooze. I found candy and toys, and I therefore concluded the Easter Bunny didn't hate Jews. Halloween is derived from the Christian church saints, causing neighbors to decorate the streets. I got to dress up, I got to wear costumes, I got to proclaim trick-or-treats. And the candy, my goodness, the Tootsie Rolls, lollipops, sweet tarts, both yellow and blue. Yet none of my neighbors, when giving me Snickers, had asked me if I was a Jew. Then Thanksgiving came as winter approached and our family would squeeze in the car as we drove to my grandparents' house in the Catskills, which from our house was really quite far. And the cousins and uncles and family friends laughed as we passed around dish after dish, turkey and stuffing, potatoes and cranberries, peeled shrimp and gefilte fish. The Macy's parade, the football all day, watching Dallas win and Detroit lose, and not one single guest at the party that day had asked us if we were all Jews. So I thought to myself on this cold Christmas day, as I tried to ignore my dad's chatter, that for all of the other big holidays that year, being Jewish simply did not matter. If a Jew could enjoy both Thanksgiving and Easter, from New York right down to Atlanta, then this 5-year-old Jew could only conclude there was something just not right with Santa. It stuck with me over the years, this idea that the gifts, however superficial, were only intended for good Christian kids, and that Santa was so prejudicial. But wait, you may say, you are being unfair. It's the holiday spirit that counts. And besides, you Jews have your own holiday, granted one that we cannot pronounce. Hanukkah. Hanukkah. Well, my friends, let me take you down memory lane to my childhood memories past, where the Kalems partook in a tradition best titled Hanukkah, completely half-assed. It wasn't that they didn't want both their sons to be happy and jumping in air. When it came to religion and Jewish tradition, my parents, they just didn't care. Intentions were good, my parents meant well, their aim was steady and true, but instead of the 8 days of gifts, we were lucky if we made it past evening two. Some candles were lit, some chants were recited, the napkins we used were all satin. My dad said some words that he claimed were Hebrew, but I'm pretty sure it was pig Latin. First couple nights, we got some small gifts, then by night three, without even knowing, we stopped lighting candles, my father exclaiming, "How long is this holiday going?" And the gifts were so odd that they rarely make sense. "I want an Atari," I said, "with missile command," yet they gave me a book called My Brother Sam is Dead. That, sadly, is a true story, not one made up to conveniently rhyme, just so you know. As is all our brothers. One year, my gift was an encyclopedia. Not a bad gift, you might say. That's true in most cases, but my gift included a lone single book labeled A. When book reports came, I was limited to topics like astronomy, art, aptitude. If anything else was assigned, such as history, science, I was screwed. My mother insisted the rest were all coming, so hang tight, you'll start to feel better. 40 years later, and still I am waiting for the 25 other letters. So because of the lack of a holiday tradition, I found myself always annoyed. Why was I born to a family of Jews that was bypassed by Santa's new toys? Yes, the Christmas kids screamed with excitement and cheer, and they sang and they yelled and they laughed. When they talked of the riches that Santa had brought, I just cringed because I got the shaft. The worst part was heading to friends' houses after they opened up each Christmas box. Toy rockets and bicycles, video games, when all I got was a new pair of socks. I'll never forget 1978 at Scott Wilson's house under baseball mitts. He had gotten the Nirvana of all Christmas gifts, the album, Barry Manilow's Greatest Hits. A quick non-rhyming aside, to a 10-year-old Jewish boy in 1978, there was absolutely nothing more electrifying than seeing your pop star idol, Barry Manilow, staring at you from the cover of a double album with his gold star necklace and white collar disco suit, smiling at you because he had crammed all of his greatest hits into a double album. And even though you had all of these songs across multiple albums at home, it wasn't the same as having it in one single album. And in 1978, this was the very first greatest hits he had ever released, and Scott Wilson got it from Santa. Years later, Barry Manilow also gave us several Christmas albums, joining the long lineage of Jewish performers singing Christmas albums, further stoking the fire around the topic of which this sermon is based. Other Jewish performers joining Barry and releasing their own Christmas albums include Neil Diamond, Harry Connick Jr., Carole King, Bette Midler, Barbra Streisand, Kenny G, and Bob Dylan. Yes, Bob Dylan. They have all joined Barry in releasing Christmas albums, crying out as Jews desperate to celebrate Christmas, using their star power to publicly beg Santa to come to their home and bring them presents, if only for this one year. I got waltz. Okay, back to the show. Christmas gifts always brought envy to Jews, but that's only part of what hurts. Sure, the presents were one thing we wanted as Jews, but also we wanted desserts. Christmas cookies and cakes and brownies and pies and pudding so rich and so sweet. Things shaped like angels and Christmas trees calling out, "Hey there, come grab me and eat." The Jews? We had challah, macaroons, bland food whose basis was sesame nuts. You try it, you chew it, you taste it, but no matter what, you still feel like a putz. And year after year, through the centuries, these things put Jews in a horrible mood. So it now declares deep in the Torah, on Christmas, the Jews shall go get Chinese food. Which is fine for a while, but after the egg rolls and kung pao and all of the booze, it leaves us all sitting and asking the question, why is it that Santa hates Jews? As I got older and started to date, my non-Jewish girlfriends were puzzled. Didn't you celebrate Christmas or something? You act like your childhood was Muslim. They felt really bad for me, told me to join them and come to their holiday homes, where eggnog awaited and small children skated and Christmas trees dangled with gnomes. But by my mid-20s, Christmas meant very little, and I had to explain to each honey, I grew up a Jew, so I'm cheap and I'm bitter, and this holiday costs too much money. When I met my wife, Kelly, I had no idea of the weight of the Christmas season. She had to explain that when Christmas arrives, you go shopping with no rhyme or reason. Christmas to her was bigger than anything else in the world you could find. It was bigger than birthdays and Valentine's Day and all anniversaries combined. But it was only years later, once we had kids, that I asked myself, what do I do? How can I one day sit down with my kids and tell them that Santa hates Jews? We needed to set forth our plan for religion and how we would then raise our babies. We needed to set a definitive path in a world that's too flooded by maybes. Our background's so different, Kelly insisting on Christmas with joy and with class, and me bringing years of holiday apathy, better called Tanaka FS. And then we found human, this liberal oasis nestled here in historic Roswell, where a Jew and a Lutheran can sit hand in hand, and the Lutheran doesn't go to hell. Question I've asked all along, why is it that Santa hates Jews? I now realize that just isn't the case, and it's more about what do we choose? So when 5-year-old Todd walked downstairs that cold morning and sobbingly asked himself, why? Perhaps Santa flew by our house that past night, but did not see a welcome mat from up in the sky. Perhaps Santa tried to get down through our chimney, but found on that chimney a lock. Perhaps Santa walked to the front of our house where a sign said, we're Jews, please don't knock. It's chicken and egg. Are Jews even allowed to consider them? Where to begin? When it might be as simple as turning to Santa and simply inviting him in. Though our kids are part Jewish, the truth of it is that we came to a focused decision. The Callens would invite Santa into our house every year, regardless of religion. So in our house, at least, like the Easter Bunny, Santa's a symbol of holiday season and brings our kids gifts every year, part Jewish or not. He does not need a reason. For Santa's a symbol of holiday cheer, and his net should be cast far and wide. The gifts and the food and the spirit is something no child should ever be denied. Who cares if we're Jewish or Muslim or Buddhist or atheist off in Montana? All of our kids have the right for one night to stay up late and listen for Santa. As he gathers his reindeer for delivering toys, come Rudolph and Donner and Blitzen. I'd like him to say, our next stops are the Feldsteins, the Goldbergs, the Coens, and Schnittens. And I certainly don't mean to offend anyone, especially my own fellow Jews, but on Christmas week, you're likely not here anyway as you drift on a Florida cruise. And that's what's so wonderful this time of year about this cool place we call human, where atheists sit next to God-fearing Christians, but ultimately, we are all human. And with open minds and with open hearts, we love and accept with no catch. And sometimes this leads to a household like ours, where religions a bit mix and match. So regardless of race or religion or creed, please let Santa bring holiday cheer. Love one another. Merry Christmas to all. And to all, a most happy New Year.
Our talent. We'll now take the morning offering.